This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
It's Wednesday, October 29th. I'm Erin Malsbury. People on the Central Coast will still have access to the federal Women, Infants, and Children, or WIC, program this November, despite the government shutdown. The local nonprofit Community Bridges administers the program. It includes EBT cards, nutrition and breastfeeding classes, and a diaper program. Community Bridges communications manager Tony Nunez says about 5,500 people on the Central Coast rely on WIC.
Their benefits and their cards, you know, are still valid and will have the assistance that they depend on in order to make ends meet, in spite of whatever happens, you know, throughout the rest of this week and heading into November 1st.
He says there's been confusion because every state is affected differently. In California, the WIC program is funded through November. After that, if the government is still shut down, Nunez hopes the state or federal government will step in with alternative funding. California and more than 20 other states are suing the Trump administration for withholding SNAP benefits during the government shutdown. At a press conference yesterday, California Attorney General Rob Bonta said the U.S. Department of Agriculture has billions of dollars in contingency funds set aside for cases like government shutdowns. Those funds are not being used.
The law is clear that USDA can't suspend SNAP benefits without first spending the money it has available, which it has not done.
He said the administration has not responded to states' requests for more information. 5.5 million Californians rely on SNAP benefits. Bonta added local farmers and grocers who accept SNAP payments will also suffer if the program lapses. That's it for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more local news.